Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. We have Deborah Tavares here with a major update. She just recently had a conference today. Deborah, let's rock and roll. Start off at the top and, again, go to the website, stopthecrime.net. Stopthecrime.net if you want to get all the documents. We talk about these things. We have you on at least 1 hour on a week. And then, of course, I hope this maybe this next weekend we'll get a chance to do some videos where we can actually go to your website and look at the documents while we're talking about it. Deborah, let's start. What's going on?
Yes, absolutely. Well, for everyone that is listening, I'm just going to start mildly because I have some breaking news in about 20 minutes or so into the show, Dr. Bill, as we discussed.
Right.
But what I want to build into is the fact that everyone needs to go to stopthecrime.net and download what I often on radio shows call the NASA war document. Now, it is actually called Future Strategic Issues, Future Warfare, Circa 2025. Now, you can go to stopthecrime.net and download it. I would recommend that you do. Now, I'm going to be talking about various realities that you're going to see in this document. For example, page 51, I'm going to read you what it says there. This, again, was a PowerPoint delivered back in 2001, a few months before 9/11. By the chief NASA scientist out of the Langley Research Center. And then we're going to talk about some of the aspects of that before I get into the breaking news. So
right.
On page 51, it talks about the fingerprintless types of assaults that will be used on society, and that's us. They
right.
say that they will use biologicals, viruses, prions, parasites, fungi, carcinogens, toxins, hormone regulators. And they say that the bacteriological is fatal to debilitating. The viruses are short to long-term scales. The parasites are certainly long-term as well. They go on to say the carcinogens, direct and undetectable binary uses of toxins, natural, genomic, and biohacking. They also talk about the types of comatives, the biocomatives, and they refer to the Venezuelan equine, and they say that, on this is on page 53, that this was weaponized by the U.S. and the USSR in the 50s and the 60s, and it's easily transmitted via aerosol. It's highly infectious, though they say it has a low fatality rate. 1 to 5 day incubation, 3 week recovery, tested on humans in Operation White Coat. No
right.
treatment.
What was the pathogen
available.
Again that you're referring to?
This is, if you go to stopthecrime.net, you just type in the search bar, NASA war plan, you're going to find
yep.
it that way.
What was the pathogen, though? Is it a virus, bacteria, fungi? What was it? What was the special name they had on it?
Oh, yes. On page 53, encephalitis.
And, oh, encephalitis, okay.
Yes, and then there's no treatment.
Brain inflammation.
Yes, and
yeah.
then they talk about airborne Ebola, the Lassa virus, binary agents distributed via imported products in vitamins, clothing, and food. They go on to talk about how this is long-term fingerprintless campaign as opposed to shock and awe, and these are all bioweapons.
Right.
And then they go on to say that this is all illegal. Microwave radiation, they say chemical weaponry, chemical sensory attacking the organs and the weapons around that.
Okay, now, who is behind this? Is this the United Nations? Is it a non-government organization? Is it the intel agencies? Who's the background to this?
Yeah, well, okay, that's a good question, and everybody can go and take a look at that. We have a flyer, too, that everyone can download. The U.S. Air Force was involved, DARPA, the CIA, FBI, Southern Command, Atlantic Command, Australian Department of Defense, and many, many other corporate military agencies that run the global assault on all of us. Remember, we're all the enemy, and we're told this time and time again. It should be very obvious. Now, let's talk about how what we're just talking about in the NASA war document, how it transcends into what is happening right now today with the assault of all these bioweapons. Right now we're hearing, of course, that yellow fever is expected to spread to South Florida.
Right.
And they go on to say there's concern in South Florida could experience an outbreak of yellow fever, something that hasn't been there in over 100 years. They say that the health officials are concerned that a large outbreak that has happened in Brazil and South and Central America could lead to infected travelers bringing disease to South Florida. Now, I'm going to pause right here. It has been said already that the Brazilian population will be vaccinated for yellow fever, everyone, by the mid-2019.
Now, you know, the yellow fever is an attenuated live virus.
Yes, and they're going to vaccinate everybody. That is the whole goal. This is all part of the genocide program.
You mentioned the other day, Deborah, this ID 2020, which is only 2 years away, and it's actually approved in law in America. It was passed during George Bush, not mentioned during Obama's years, and now at the end of the first term of Trump, it'll actually be implemented, which involves not only chipping the population, but vaccinating with zillions of vaccines,
yes,
many of them extremely toxic, that'll cause autism, dementia, and many health problems that people won't see coming. Most people don't realize even vascular disease is actually an infection of your arteries. So dementia, chronic viral infections that cause all kinds of serious illnesses will sneak up on people because the regular doctors are not trained in advanced infectious disease and bioweaponology. And
well,
as a result,
that's absolutely true. And with the yellow fever, Dr. Bill, what is so horrific about that is it says this. Most people infected with yellow fever won't even realize that they've been infected because the symptoms are so mild. Now listen to this. The symptoms such as fever, chills, headache, mimic many other illnesses. Of course, we can throw in frequencies there too, but listen to this. But for the 50% of the infected, the initial symptoms pass and then come back with a vengeance within a day or so. Then infected suffer internal bleeding, jaundice, organ failure. And half of those patients usually will find that in a week or so. So it says the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The U.S. Center for Disease Control is a corporation. They are not at all about disease control.
Yeah, we've got to change their name. I'm going to change the name to be sarcastic here. The Center for Disease Creation.
Yeah, that's perfect, Dr. Bill. That's exactly
what
it is.
Yeah, now when I actually met March 17th, 1997, in Zurich, Switzerland with the International Board of Human Life International, I sat down with about 20 doctors, PhDs, and scientists, and I gave them a presentation on three things. Firstly, I presented information about fetal tissue transplantation for the diencephalon for Parkinson's disease and other transplantation for diabetes going on in China, America, Europe, elsewhere, and Canada. The second area that I talked about was the development of advanced bioweapons, not only by American military. For example, the guy I trained under, Dr. Brown, all of his colleagues were killed in 1972. That's a long time ago, 46 years ago, when the virus got a containment on Rutgers campus in a class 4 insulation, which is a negative pressure insulation. And he was sick for the first day in 10 years. So all of his colleagues and all the biological weapons and animals were incinerated at 2,000 degrees in the facility. So we have to understand that's been going on with the ascension of our government for decades. And I don't think it's even stopped under Trump.
I want to say this. No, of course not. It has not stopped. What I also want to say is they're talking about in the Florida situation with the yellow fever. that they think that it won't be as infectious as it could be because of the heavy spraying of mosquito programs that they've had. Now, we know that because of Hurricane Harvey over Houston, that the military sprayed 6 million acres of NELID, which is a...
neurotoxin.
Yeah, it's a neurotoxin from Monsanto. And so this is the kind of spraying they're doing when they weaponize these types of...
By the way, Monsanto was bought out by a European company, I think it was BSF, which is the same company that made the chemicals during the Nazis during the Second World War, including the weaponized thing they actually gave to, I think, 500,000 doses were given to the Germans so they would be like Superman.
Now, my point that I'm trying to make is that we're being heavily assaulted. We're going to go into that for a few more minutes on the other side of the break. And then I'm going to talk about some other assaults, and then we're going to get into this breaking news.
Oh, boy. You've got some more cadaver bodies of the globalist New World Order. They're not planning on killing us. They are killing us as we speak. Back in a moment. With Deborah Tavares, StopTheCrime.net is the website. Deborah, please continue.
Yes. Okay, so we're establishing the fact that we are obviously the enemy. It's extremely important to understand this. I'm going to say this, and this is not necessarily going to be our conversation today, Dr. Bill, but it's extremely important. We'll cover it on our next show. But the local governments don't operate on our behalf, and sadly, I'm seeing many... well-meaning patriots going to city council meetings, county board of supervisors, doing their 3 minutes and thinking that they have impact. They do not. We are running on autopilot with United Nations Rothschild protocols, period. And it is all funneled by grants and contracts. And I have a grant agreement on our next show next Monday. We're going to talk about this in detail so that people become clear that that is not a method to resolve our problems. Not at all. And sadly, I've just hearing too many people talk about that, Dr. Bill. They don't understand how government really works. So we'll delve into that. But let's get back into the physical assault of the weaponized assault on us. And we're going to talk about what was just also released about tick and mosquito-borne infections are going to surge in the United States. And this was released on May 1st. And they're telling us that the Center for Disease Control is talking about massive infections as a result of mosquitoes. Now, we talked about mosquitoes and yellow fever, but they're also talking about climate change. Now, this is extremely important for everyone to understand. Climate change is weaponized weather, period. Climate change is a resource grab, period. Climate change is too many people using too much stuff, and it is genocide, period. So let's look at a document that I'll refer to everybody to right now, just to understand what the climate change is. You can go to stopthecrime.net. And I would refer everyone to this document at the top of the homepage called Population Engineering and the Fight Against Climate Change. It's a 36-page document. You need to understand the infertility that has been intentionally created, all the illnesses that have been designed to dumb us down and make us very weak, and now we are fit for capitulation. They're coming now for the final assault. So let's talk about the Zika virus now that the CDC, who's part of the cabal, and it says that
you remember the name of the company that took over the Zika virus research that was going on in Cambridge, England, right?
Well,
it was actually a company out of Maryland. So, and
what I want to say, Dr. Bill, is this warning of the tick mosquito-borne infections to surge in the United States from the CDC says this: the increases are a result of climate change. with increased temperatures and shorter winters, boosting populations of ticks, mosquitoes, and other disease-carrying creatures known as vectors. It enables these ticks to spread in new areas where these ticks and their and comes diseases, where there are ticks, there are diseases, said Lyle Peterson, director of the Center for Disease Control, Division of Vector-Borne Diseases. He works for a corporation. The corporation does not work for us. They are killing us. So let's go on. They say climate control or climate change resulting in warmer summer temperatures also tend to bring outbreaks of mosquito-borne illnesses. And while Zika stood out as the largest emerging threat in the report, it also showed a long-term increase in cases of tick-borne Lyme disease, which can attack the heart and nervous system.
Right. In fact, you can go into heart failure within weeks to a month after getting a Zika virus. Plus, it also can cause a rapid encephalitis of the brain, and it also can cause cancer and destroy your bone marrow, and you can bleed out.
Well, then there's this. Absolutely right, and people need to understand this. So we're going to talk about now another aspect of killing us, and that's being in schools. Here in California, of course, vaccinations are required before a child can enter school. But anywhere in the country, in fact, globally, where there's any wireless at all, your children should not be in school. Those are nothing more than frequency cages of death. Bottom line, it's death, because we're going to talk about something here in a few minutes, but let's talk about what we just found out about in the British schools. In Britain, they're removing analog clocks from classrooms because kids can't read them. Kids can't read analog clocks because they're used to the digital world. And we need to understand this is all part of advanced eugenics, psychotronic manipulation through Wi-Fi and cell phones and cultural mind control. It's very effective and is a long-term effect to reduce the IQ and knowledge of history and current affairs to near zero. So don't send your kids to school. It's also important to understand that the controllers of this planet hide in minorities and in sexual and their sexual deviance, and that's why they push Hollywood filth and pornography to dirty everyone up and make their slime look less threatening and normal, dumbing down the kids and adults psychotronically, and with chemtrails and drugs provides a good cover for these evil pedophiles and prevent social action against them to fully even go after any of their crimes. So we can look at what they've done now in the schools, requiring that all children sit through these agendas of gender identification. Now this is becoming law, where children must sit through and make decisions, and they cannot even, Dr. Bill, in the bill that's in California right now, it will disallow any counseling, whether it's a priest, it's a school counselor, or anyone on a school setting or outside other than the parents, to talk against the idea that the child can change their sex. Now, we know there's the gay bomb. We know that that has caused a lot of the problems that we see now with reducing the population, creating infertility. We're just being hit.
It's all part of the plan. Did you see the movie Avengers: Infinity War?
I have not, and
I'm going to be a spoiler. I'm going to be a spoiler here. So if you don't want to hear this, you know, block your ears off. But it's going to be the truth. Avengers last year came up with a thing called Wakanda, which is the fall of super popular, extremely evil. It actually summarized and had a dialectic of two opposite things, like a very, you know, caring, you know, guy that got resurrected literally like Jesus, but says he was going to save the world by giving them the Wakanda technology with this asteroid that struck their part of Africa and gave them super energy and superpowers. Firstly, what you have to understand is the globalists, and this person called Thanos, literally conquered the Avengers and started to literally snap his fingers because he had these Infinity Stones, which were created at the beginning of the, quote, universe, which is, by the way, didn't have a regular beginning. It didn't have a beginning as we know. But he could actually snap his fingers, and a lot of the population of not only Earth, but all the planets in the universe started to disappear into dust. And it didn't end positively. I don't know, people walked out and they were crying because of the evil there. And they were celebrating the evil, the fact that population reduction was necessary in order to save his home planet Titan and planets around the universe. And he had the bravery to kill his own daughter in order to do this to get the soul stone.
Well, when we return, I'm going to have this breaking news shortly, so come right back.
You got to understand, we are being marinated in evil, aren't we? Marinated in evil.
Absolutely. We are absolutely.
Ted Anderson telling you.
Breaking news time for Deborah.
I'm going to refer you to stopthecrime.net. Please, at the very top of the homepage, download the symptoms list so that you understand the types of electromagnetic consequences of the exposure that is increasing.
Right.
And download this.
It's in red. It says health symptoms from all wireless devices. It's a big chart. You know,
absolutely. Please, I ask everyone, download it. Keep it in your glove box or your car. Just understand these are the kinds of things that everybody is going to start experiencing to different degrees at different times. Now, I want to jump back into the NASA war plan. I want to refer to page 50. The effects of low-power microwaves. I want to refer, because it says this, parentheses, U.S. Army, SRI, Walter Reed. And it talks about they know that the effects of microwaves are going to cause brain decrements. They know that it's going to cause seizures. They know that these frequencies are going to have gross alteration in brain function. They know. And they know that it will increase in brain blood flow, and it will cause our death. They know this. So we don't need any more scientists bringing out any more documents to prove that the EMF, RF, cell towers, cell phones, and now 5G is lethal. It is.
And Gwen Towers.
It's a war frequency.
Yeah.
It's a war frequency, and we're the enemy, and we're on the battlefield, and they're using this on all of us, and this is expanding. So let me read you.
I would like to, before you go there, one thing I'd like to do, a future show or video on the weekend. What people don't understand is this is exoplanetary, extra-dimensional, luciferic, satanic, and not just global population reduction, it's a galactic war, like Star Wars.
Well, Dr. Bill, I want to go to a business section in a recent paper, a local paper we have here in Northern California. Here's the headline, Keeping Up with China in 5G. It says T-Mobile and Sprint say merger will ensure that the U.S. companies remain leaders. And they go on to say as tensions rise between the United States and China to the high-tech realm, even a merger of two U.S. wireless providers has become entangled in fears about losing international competitiveness. Now, I want you to think about this. Wiring the United States up everywhere else with 5G and China. It is a depopulation frequency, and they know it. I've reported before on the kill cities, the resilient cities or Agenda 21 cities, that 5G is the backbone requirement to operate all of the additional frequencies that are going to be literally blanketing these condensed areas of high-rises with massive amounts of no people, because people can't live there.
But people won't even know why they're getting sick. They won't know why all of a sudden.
Give
an example. Do you know the rate of congestive heart failure is increasing 400% faster than other heart disease?
Well,
because
so they
there's scalar radiation. The rate of autism is increasing at an enormous rate. The rate of dementia, the rate of many illnesses, including stealth infections, and most people don't realize, when you create 5G and these other networks, they weaken your system so you get invaded by pathogens that have already been bioweaponized.
Okay, so here's the thing.
It's a convergent technology to a convergent eugenic technology, I would call it.
Okay, well, I'm leading into this big important announcement here in a moment, but I've got to throw this in right now.
Mm-hmm.
Many people may not realize that Philips Lighting is the world's largest electronic lighting company.
Right.
And it is already testing Li-Fi, L-I-F-I. It's a wireless technology that broadcasts the Internet through our lights. So think about these smart...
That was actually already available in Europe. In fact, the company was out of Britain that had Li-Fi. I even checked in 4 or 5 years ago. and you could import it in here, but really what they didn't guarantee that would actually, they would give you all the support. But these other companies like Philips probably took it over, and they're trying to spread it everywhere. So you have the top of your computer attached to a light in your ceiling, and it communicates that way rather than through Wi-Fi. It'll be Li-Fi, which is like 50 to 100 times faster.
Well, and so certainly we know that we're not going to survive. These are computerized cities, the smart cities, the UN Agenda 21 cities, the resilient cities. They're all going to operate by computers. And, in fact, we know that Google now is beginning to merge into cities because they're all being set up wirelessly with software rather than hardware. And they talk about the various aspects. They say, again, that 5G is the backbone. It's necessary to have 5G in order to have CV, which is computer vision. They say that will be the eyes of the city. Then they go on to talk about mixed reality. I've discussed this in detail on a past program, Dr. Bill. I'm going through these acronyms quickly because I've got to get to my main point.
Yeah,
then
let's
they
get
talk
that news.
About autonomous vehicles, which we know use LIDAR. We know that these vehicles are literally, think of a car like a computer on wheels.
Right, and by the way, these will be skyways, not just highways. You'll have a drone land in your yard. You'll hop in it. It won't be a driver, and it'll actually fly you like a helicopter, but it'll be a drone that'll fly you like a people vehicle drone that'll take you to your target.
Now, they talk about artificial intelligence. So they've got all of these acronyms as part of our new cities, and they say that we need to think of this like this. With these basic ingredients, which you can build an infinite range of recipes. The real power of these technologies will be unlocked when they combine them all together. 5G connected AVs utilizing data sourced from the city via CVs or the computer vision cameras, sensors to anticipate obstacles in real time. Again, added lasers from these autonomous vehicles pulsing out a million times a second, 100 feet, 360 degrees, and then returning back to the onboard computer on the autonomous
vehicle. Well, that's why Gates and the other billionaires want to have a virtual watching program from space to watch every cubic centimeter of space, and I know about this.
Absolutely.
Now, 24 years ago. Yeah, go ahead.
Here's what they also say. Using AI to process the data and coordinate with the AVs for maximum street-level effectiveness, all while passengers look out a virtual mixed-reality window into their individualized city view. And they say two-letter acronyms are the future and keep your eyes open. Now, here's the breaking news. This is horrific, okay? We've been told that the 5G, through the IEEE documents, is going to be deployed in multiple cells about every 830 feet apart, that it will be deployed on poles and on top of buildings.
Right.
And we've also been told that it does not go through buildings. The frequencies don't go through buildings, of course. They don't go through foliage, and rain disables these frequencies. Now, you can go to stopthecrime.net and click on the 5G toggle at the top of the website. What we have not been told is what now has just been developed and will be online out of Japan. This is horrific. NTT Docomo develops a manhole-type base station. Listen to this. Major Japanese mobile carrier NTT has developed a base station for 5G technology that is buried in the ground to overcome a shortage of space. The waterproof antenna is placed into a 70-centimeter deep hole and then covered with reinforced plastic that still allows radio waves to pass through it.
So from the ground.
In accordance with the guidelines set by the Communications Ministry, the intensity and direction of the radio waves will be adjusted to prevent them from affecting passerbyers. Now, we're going to stop here for a minute. I'm going to continue reading, but let's just read that again. It'll be adjusted to prevent the frequencies from affecting passerbyers, like there's going to not be an effect, right? And they're telling us.
And how can they? It's like bullets going by, and it's not going to hit you. Right.
Absolutely. And then they say that the new 5G wireless systems require more base stations than before, but the amount of available space on towers and building roofs is becoming increasingly limited, and that they plan to start putting these new base stations into practical use in 2019. And this is what is happening. They are looking
to develop.
This is
Fred. Hi, I'm Fred.
Now, we have to speak not only to people's logic, which you're doing very well with StopTheCrime.net, but we've got to speak to people's soul. Because a lot of people are like lemmings. They're like, yeah, that's an asteroid heading toward us. And they just blink and just keep on going over the cliff. In fact, the other thing that happens is they attack the messenger. They think somehow the messenger or the problem will go away if they kind of attack you to say you're not or attack me. And really, we're just whistleblowers telling them, you've got to reconsider not just the logical side or the emotional side or the artistic side of it, because they can be appealing to their left or right brain. We have to appeal to their soul, their higher self, to say, this is genocide.
Yeah.
This is a kind of malevolent evil that's exoplanetary, extra-dimensional, satanic,
well,
Luciferic.
Dr. Bill, and I want to add at this point, because I have to say, before I knew, I did not know. And I could not have believed that there was actually a global genocide program that has been in effect for decades, decades, decades.
Yeah.
But after I saw documents that said this is the plan, and then after I understood how things were weaponized, biologically weaponized, how we
right.
were being attacked, we have a weaponized healthcare system, a weaponized food system, the water's being contaminated, the fluoride. It was pretty plain to see that we're under a genocide watch, and then that we're the enemy. Then I learned about the reality of how our countries run. That was painful. That was very painful to have to learn that, to have to realize how history had been subverted. That's why kids can't be in school. They're being denied reality in all levels. But here's with the 5G. Here's what I now call it. 5G is internal dismemberment. That's what it is. It's internal dismemberment. Think of it like that, because I know we talk about how it jams the cellular communication.
Yeah, your DNA. It jams your epigenetic DNA, yeah.
Yep, it's dismemberment internally. Think of it like that. Everyone that's listening, think of it like that, because you don't see it. Many people say, well, I don't have a problem with my cell phone, and yet we've got increased brain cancers. In fact, it was just released over the past couple of days, and little by little, studies are now being released about the effects of cell phone use and cell towers. Very important to know that this is getting out. The population is starting to hear. Certainly, we can refer to the California Department of Health back in December of 2017, and you can type that in, the California Department of Health, the advisory against the use of cell phones. And understand what they said should be done, go to StopTheCrime.net, type in your search bar, Fort Meade military document. Take a look at this. This was a FOIA request done in December of 2006. Now, it's a letter that's attached to this bioeffects of selected non-lethal weapons. And at the time that this document surfaced, our research team actually called this person who signed this letter as part of the Freedom of Information Act to make certain that this was, in fact, a legitimate document. At the time, certainly, you can see why we can't trust much of anything. So we did confirm. We spoke with this woman directly, Susan Butterfield. This, again, was a FOIA request done back in December of 2006, and it talks specifically about the damaging effects known then about the use of laser and radio frequency directed energy weapons, etc. Take a look at this. It is a very important document. It's a very short document. It's only like about 20 pages or so. Download that document. We don't need all the scientific data coming in from all the scientists saying it's killing us, it's killing us, it's killing us. We know it. That's enough of that conversation. Now we need to stop using as much wireless as possible. We have to reduce that. In fact, Branson, I'm understanding, doesn't use wireless at all. Now, I don't know if that's because he doesn't want to be spied on or if, in fact, he realizes that it is mind control.
You're talking about Branson, the guy that owns Virgin Airlines and things like that.
Yes, I am. And he does not use wireless. In fact, everyone, I've got a new YouTube up. I would recommend that you go to StopTheCrime.net, go to our YouTube channel, take a listen. You'll be amazed. But what I want to say is that, again, this is internal dismemberment with frequencies we don't see. We don't feel them immediately, but we are being slaughtered, absolutely slaughtered. No questions about that at all, because we're told in so many documents that every single year it was to be determined what the minimum and optimum levels of destruction of life was going to be.
Then you have to understand that if you were an alien race coming in from another part of the galaxy, and you're also from another dimension, let's say the dimension of the astral realm of Lucifer, the transdimensional aliens, this is what you do. You dissemble a society. It's much more fun to take it apart from the inside of your DNA, to hack into the actual structure of the life forms, than to just blow it apart. You know,
well,
not only that,
it's just a big lab, a big laboratory, isn't it?
Right, and you have to understand that we live in a hologram. That hologram is being hacked by transdimensional demonic entities that are working in collaboration with high-level, perverted, luciferic, arms. And it's like an octopus. And you see, you've got an agnostic arm, you've got a Muslim arm, you've got a Sabbatean Jewish arm, you've got a pseudo-Christian arm with the Pope, you've got local agencies like the United Nations and ICLEI. You have all these arms, but they're all the same beast. And if you struggle with just one arm, the other arm will get you, because you assume it's just one aspect when it's many, many. It's like the Walmart of satanic, luciferic eugenics. And it's going on in many different ways.
Bill, what I really want to get across to everyone that is listening is how our government is really functioning. And we've got to move out of the idea that we can vote new people in, that we can change our local governments. They are operating on autopilot. They are putting through documents that are...
what you're saying is time to disconnect.
Child agendas.
It's the time to disconnect from society, from vaccines, from the school system, from the geopolitics of what we see externally. Just look at the foolishness. Like, why are they, for example, why is Sessions allowing the government to be able to continue running this way with Donald Trump? Whether you like Trump or not, the office of the presidency is paralyzed. And actually, the future office of the presidency is being paralyzed also.
Now, I want to say that this morning I attended a symposium at Sonoma State University here in Northern California. And the focus was on how we are going to have to live with fire amid climate change.
Really?
So it is a propaganda. It is a continued psychological programming of the idea that climate change is real. Climate change is as a result, by and large, of the weaponized weather capabilities. And we see it, in fact, Dr. Bill, the last few days we have been extremely heavily chemtrailed, so repressive so that a couple of days ago we could just feel the dankness in the air and the discoloration. You could just feel it.
Now, you know, there's three layers to so-called atmospheric modification. The bottom layer is bioweapons at low altitude. Second level I call the hot cross bun level, where you can see it in kind of seeding the clouds to create rain or weather systems where you can see weather system fronts being changed. And the most dangerous is actually at high altitude, 70,000 to 80,000 feet, twice the altitude of commercial airliners, where they're putting nanoparticle thorium, strontium, barium, aluminum so they can turn the atmosphere into a plasma. And they can put scalar waves down to affect human behavior and genetics of plants, animals, and food, trigger off earthquakes, volcanoes, and weather modification. That's been happening. The weather of the Earth is not normal anymore. It's under control of global satellite control systems. There's five nations that have satellite control weather systems. Most advanced is America and Russia.
Well, people need to know this is real. Right. And I think people need to understand the degree and the enormity of the drugs that are being implemented. When we say drugs, we're not talking about just pharmaceuticals. We're talking about other aspects. But we're being drugged, shocked, and locked down. And we're being genocided. Eugenics program. So go to stopthecrime.net. Help us get our YouTubes out and get the information out far and wide. Wake as many people up as you can before everyone is under mind control and unable to think independently. Dr. Bill, thank you so much.
Yes, thanks, Deborah. Mind control is now. Destruction is coming quickly. If you see these deadline dates, 2020 and 2025, there's a reason why these dates keep on coming up in these documents. Because there's a plan, there's a timeline, there's an agenda, and it's so evil the average person can't conceive that other human beings would do it to other human beings. That's because it's not. It's transdimensional, extra-human, extraplanetary, and luciferically satanic. If you don't believe that, you'll find out.
Catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.